This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Dale Watson doesn't fit in the country music world anymore, and he's perfectly okay with that. The Texas musician thinks that country has changed so much that it's lost its identity, so he created his own new genre. Ameripolitan music is original music with prominent roots influence. The genre's tagline is, "We're not about leaving country music behind, we're taking real country music with us." Dale Watson and his Lone Stars recently released the new album Call Me Insane, and they're going to be on tour in North Carolina in coming weeks. They're performing at the National Folk Festival in Greensboro next weekend, but first they join me from Austin, Texas for a preview. The band is Dale Watson on guitar and vocals, Mike Bernal on drums and percussion, Chris Kreps on the upright bass and backup vocals, and Don Pollock on pedal steel. Welcome to all of you, Dale Watson and company. How you doing?
Well, we're doing mighty fine out here. Beautiful day in Texas.
Beautiful day in Austin with the Lone Stars behind you. You have been writing songs, Dale, for a long time. Since the age of 12?
Yes, every day, all day long. If this, I was 12 years old.
That's all you've done, right? Woke
that's
up on your 12th birthday, said, you know, I need to write a song. But, you know, it is unusual for 12-year-olds, I think, to be writing songs. How long had you aspired to be a songwriter?
When I started writing a song, I never thought, I'm going to write a song. Hmm. Of course, my dad was a musician and a songwriter and a picker, so I knew he wrote a song, and I just thought, well, I got something in my head. I want to write it down. I learned to play rhythm guitar from my brother Jim, who learned to play lead off of me. For people who don't know, playing lead guitar is when you're playing different notes against somebody's playing rhythm. So he made me play a chord progression over and over and over, and so I learned how to play guitar before I learned how to write and sing.
Will you do a song for us now?
Why not? Let's do one off of Call Me Insane. This is one about missing George Jones, or Jones for Jones. Well, I'm Jonesing for Jones since George Jones is gone. How I love hearing that hustle. Jones, since your Jones is gone. Thank God that his music still lives on. Oh, I heard White Lightning, sure enough made me glad. I heard him sing the grand tour, oh, it made me sad. Jones is for Jones, since your Jones is gone. Thank God that his music still lives on. He stopped loving her today. Oh, it's made me cry. Yeah.
Jonesing for Jones, Dale Watson and the Lone Stars from the new album Call Me Insane. Dale Watson's going to be in North Carolina next week at the National Folk Festival in Greensboro. Also going to do an in-store performance at School Kids Records in Raleigh on September 14th. You know we've got all that information at our website, stateofthings.org. Dale Watson, tell me about Ameripolitan music and where you came up with that idea and sort of your relationship with country music.
Well, it came up out of frustration, really, you know, because as you said earlier in the intro, that it's changed, country music has changed so much, I think the identity is gone. But the major reason we came up with it is we felt like the four categories that are Ameripolitan, honky-tonk, western swing, rockabilly, and outlaw music, are pretty much ignored by the mainstream, and we don't fit in. What I do is not considered country music anymore. And so that's the frustration. And you know, there's the thing that Blake Shelton said a couple of years ago, that nobody wants to listen to this stuff. You know, it's their granddad's music. Nobody wants to hear it. And, you know, they're just old farts, you know. So Ray Price himself took exception to that. And so he helped me launch Ameripolitan genre. And it's been going strong. We had our first one a couple of years ago. And 2016 will be the third annual Ameripolitan Awards, where we're honoring all these folks that do keep the tradition alive and have new things to offer. It's we've had a Ameripolitan Festival in Croatia this year, so it's really spread. Well, and I'm really tickled.
I was just thinking, I mean, honky tonk, rockabilly, western swing, and outlaw, those sound like pretty fundamental forms. How is country music, do you think, different?
Well, the definition of Ameripolitan is original music with prominent roots influence, and I think that alone, prominent roots influence, leaves out what is today's country music. Also, the country music, the original country music that I grew up listening to, it never was meant for a teenager. Mm-hmm. You know, it's meant for people who actually had their first bill, paid their taxes, had hardship, had already had their first beer, and already had their first heartbreak. You know, it wasn't meant for tinny boppers I play adult music.
Well, would you play another adult song for us now?
I'd be glad to. Here's about adults going out to Luckenbach and dancing, called Everybody's Somebody in Luckenbach. Luckenbach, Texas, there ain't nobody, nobody here. Everybody's somebody in Luckenbach, Texas. Relax, kick back, have a beer. It's a special little Texas town, about big as a minute, and it sure moves. Special now that you are in it. Oh, everybody's somebody, Luckenbach, Texas. There ain't nobody, nobody here.
Watson, Everybody, Somebody in Luckenbach, Texas, from the new album Call Me Insane. Dale Watson's going to be at the National Folk Festival in Greensboro, and he's here with me today on The State of Things. You used to live in North Carolina for a little while, didn't you?
Sure did. All my brothers are born in Camp Lejeune. My dad was a Marine, you know, and my mom is from North Carolina, Rockingham, North Carolina, and so it was a big part of my childhood, you know, growing up on a dirt road and going out to. That's where I learned to dig clams and rake oysters. And
How about music? And, any of the music here influence your what you do today? Do you think?
Well, I was way too young to I was playing guitar still, but and I was doing playing guitar in bluegrass pulls, you know, where you sit around and just play bluegrass songs. I did have electric guitar. I remember the last year I was living in North Carolina. The only way I could play that guitar is one of them guitars that had an amplifier in the guitar case, mm-hmm. Silvertone. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't play it in the house, so they made me go outside. So there's only one outlet outside. We lived in a trailer on a dirt road, you know, and just, you know, typical, mm-hmm. you know, poor folks in North Carolina. And so I didn't think about it raining that day, and first time I used it. So I took that guitar case and amp and everything. I took plugged it in the outlet outside, and I grabbed my guitar, and boy, I got shocked pretty good. But I wrote a pretty good song after that.
Maybe that's
what shock therapy in North Carolina gives me a good song.
Will you play another one for us now?
You bet. Let's do one about Birmingham Breakdown. I was born in Birmingham, and this song I co-wrote with my friend Kitty Liang, who was a trucker, and now she's going to – is she going to Harvard or Yale? She'd kick me if I couldn't remember that. Well, anyway, it's about Birmingham Breakdown, her breaking down in Birmingham one night.
Steamy Alabama, 50,000 pounds in the back. Ain't the best place to stop, but I gotta get off that clock. Got 100 miles on the inside. Broke down in Birmingham, that's a flying over company. Still waiting on dispatch, that'll never call me back. Broke down in Birmingham. My 10 hours are up. I'm listening to the rain pouring down. You know, it's coming down so bad, got me feeling kind of sad. The more I hear it, the more it makes me want to frown. Broke down in Birmingham, at the flying of a company. Still waiting on dispatch, better never call me back. Broke down. I moved on, but I'm still stuck in this godforsaken place. You might hear about it on the news. The truck driver died of the blues. You know, they found me with a frown froze on my face. Broke down in Birmingham, that's a flying over company. Still waiting on this back, that'll never call me back. Broke down in Birmingham.
Dale Watson and the Lone Stars, Birmingham Breakdown, from the recent album called Trucker Sessions, Volume 3. Going to be in North Carolina next week, performing at the 75th National Folk Festival in Greensboro. That's a great song. Have you ever done a festival in Greensboro, Greensboro or North Carolina before?
I have not played Greensboro ever. I haven't done not a festival, no.
Yeah.
I've played a couple of clubs in North Carolina. I've done folk festivals in other states. But what I love about it is there is a connection between roots and all kind of different music being brought there. And I'm glad they include Maripolitan in it.
Well, we are looking forward to your visit. I'm going to leave you time to play us out. But first, I want to tell everybody that that is Dale Watson with the Lone Stars. Dale Watson on guitar and vocals, Mike Bernal on drums and percussion, Chris Kreps on the upright bass, and backup vocals, Don Pollock on the pedal steel. You can hear them at the 75th National Folk Festival in Greensboro next weekend. Also going to do an in-store performance at School Kids Records in Raleigh on September 14th, 7 o'clock. You can find out everything about their upcoming visit at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program's produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton, and Will Michaels. Robin Copley is our technical director. Andrew Ty is the intern. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director, and North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Dale Watson and the Lone Stars.
Let's take it a day at a time. That's what we all got to do. Thank you, Lord. One, two.
My bills are getting higher and my paycheck's getting lighter, but I'll take it day at a time. First of the month keeps coming up much too much, but I'll make it day at a time. Day at a time, just a day at a time. I'm getting by, but barely getting by. No one knows about tomorrow, that old sun just might not shine, but I'll take it day at a time. It's dawn. Now sometimes I feel like I ain't gonna make it. I can make it, but I'll take it a day at a time. Sure enough, that day would end and then a new one. Looks like I made it day at a time. Yep. Day at a time, just a day at a time. I'm getting by, but barely getting by. No one knows about tomorrow. That old sun just might not shine, but I'll take it day at a time. No one knows about tomorrow. That old sun just might not shine.